Well, the 2018 WPCA race schedule kicks off in Grand Prairie on May 30th, so we are technically 7 days away, and it's our first Insider Report of the season. Very pleased to have join us for Insider Report number one, our pal, Director of Marketing for the WPCA, Brian Hebson. Mr. Hebson, how are you?
Things are good. Sun's shining. Guys are starting to make their way to Grand Prairie, and I was thinking about it while I was listening to you and Pat earlier there. You know, part of the Flames season on Sportsnet Fan 960, fans get fired up, and I know the guys in Chuck Wagon Racing are getting fired up to get going.
What about 2018? What changes do we see? What do we need to know as fans this season?
Well, there will be one new rookie driver in the WPCA in 2018. That's Josh Hrinek out of Dewberry, Alberta. He's a former outrider in another association, and as I'm sure a lot of the guys will tell you as you talk to them throughout the WPCA Insider Report, there'll be some new horses making their debuts at racetracks in the WPCA Pro Tour that'll eventually be performing at the Calgary Stampede. Now, I don't have the list of those horses, but some of them I will be interviewing through some of our social media platforms. But you know, it's always exciting for drivers to try new horses, and that'll happen in Grand Prairie.
So is one new driver, is that about the average? Is that a high mark? Is that a low mark for a new season?
Lately, in the last few years, it's probably average. There was a time where, you know, we would have a runoff. I want to go back maybe 5 years ago, where six or seven drivers would compete for the final six spots. So the top 30 in the WPCA would automatically qualify for the following year. And then anyone interested in participating in the following year would go to what we call the runoff. Now, you know, economy and a lot of different things have affected the driver numbers, so that didn't have to take place this year.
So with that said, let's talk about the schedule, because there is a change in the schedule, at least for 2018, right? You lost one race.
Yeah, that would be a race after the Calgary Stampede being Bonnyville. So we will kick off the first show for 5 days in Grand Prairie, head over to Saskatoon, up to Medicine Hat. Big event we're working on in High River, then up to Pinoca for a big show there, Calgary Stampede. Then we'll take a bit of a break, and then around the August long weekend, we'll be in Strathmore, then up to Dawson Creek, and we'll wrap up 2018 in Rocky Mountain House.
Do you think that's going to impact the season, Brian? Just having that kind of that deep breath after what is your biggest show of the season, your longest show, which is the Stampede. I know ideally you'd like to have more stops, and you wouldn't, you know, you'd like to be back up to that number. But now that you're going to have a bit of a break, is that going to impact Strathmore, do you think, in a positive way?
Well, there's different opinions in different areas. I think from an organizational standpoint, allows us to put more time and focus on Strathmore, which is one of the biggest shows. It does allow drivers to rest, you know, some of their horses, but at the same time, there's still a cost of feeding, and guys are in wagon racing to race. I have talked to a few drivers that, you know, their wives are going to like that extra day off to maybe go to the lake. So everybody will have a different opinion on how it affects them, but you know, with Strathmore being local to Calgary, just like High River, it's a show they want to continue to build. They get 20,000 plus fans for the WPCA show, and I mean, you're seeing the same drivers in Strathmore and High River that you're seeing at the Calgary Stampede.
Yeah, I kind of wonder if it won't be a little bit more community in that sense. I know there's that gap there, but you know, it'll be fresh in everybody's mind, and then you might go from one event to the other, which I'm sure a lot of the fans do anyway. Brian, let me kind of move over to something else, which is kind of the run-up to the season. How did the tarp sales go this spring?
This year we had three tarp sales, one being the Calgary Stampede, which was hosted by the Calgary Stampede. 28 drivers were a part of that, so that was up, I want to say 80,000. I should know the numbers, but it was up significantly. Then we had another tarp sale in Grand Prairie that was pretty solid, and then the Pinoca Stampede tarp auction in May was up as well. So there's you know, some positive results, some new companies coming in, and you know, I talked to a company today that couldn't be a part of the tarp auction, but they still want to get on a tarp if it's at all possible. And you know, we used to have tarp auctions for every tour stop. Now it's just the two plus Calgary. So companies who are interested, getting on a chuck wagon tarp, be it around Calgary area and Strathmore and High River, or maybe it's Pinoca. If they go into our website, WPCA.com, there's some links there. You can see who's available, and they can just contact us, and we'll hook them up with a driver.
traditionally, beyond just the sport of chuck wagon racing, the tarp sales are used as kind of economic indicators, right, of upturns and downturns in the economy. And you're saying for the most part it was a bit of an uptick?
Yeah, and the other one of the things that used to always happen is oil and gas companies, you know, drove a lot of the tarp sponsorship. And now, you know, there's tech companies and different companies that get involved. And, you know, that's important like anything, right? You need diversification, and we saw a bit of that this year.
With Brian Hebson, Director of Marketing for the WPCA, our guest on the WPCA Insider Report, in terms of your returning drivers, let's deal with the superstar in the group, and that's Kurt Benzmiller, your world champion last year. He pretty much won everything last year. That's two world championships in the last 3 years. What does he mean to the sport? What is, I guess, his profile like right now for the WPCA?
Well, obviously, when you're at the top of the standings and you throw in three-time Calgary Stampede champion, it's like anybody in any sport, they're going to get the attention. You know, for Kurt, he represents the sport professionally. You know, you'll have an opportunity to talk to him again next week, 7 days from now. But, you know, Kurt's a guy that if you need help, he'll help you out. He's committed to the sport. So when you can have that and somebody that's racing well, that's a good thing to have.
So this run that he's on right now, as I mentioned, world champion last year, third the year before, world champion the year before that, the Calgary Stampede. Historically, where does he fit amongst drivers? I know the career's not over, so let's not put him in the Hall of Fame yet. He'll get there. But where does he fit in terms of the history of this sport?
Well, I mean, you talk about history, Kelly Sutherland, 12-time Calgary Stampede and world champion. It's going to be very tough for anybody to ever beat that. So you're talking about, you know, one of the legends. You know, mm-hmm. Kurt, there's not many. I'd have to go in the history books. But, I mean, when you're sitting with three Calgary Stampede champions and two world championships, I know you're at least in the middle of the pack. But in this era, you know, Kurt's got to be ranked right up there.
What about fan engagement this year? We had a lovely conversation last year about the things that you do. You mentioned social media. You also work with all the different boards that put on the different races. What are you doing different, or what are you going to increase this year to kind of keep that fan engagement? Because that's the lifeblood of your sport, is your engagement with your fans. What's the WPCA going to do this year?
Well, we have a couple different contests we're having for fans on our social media. One that I was talking to some people about today, it's called Fast Time Saturday Night. Fans go on our Facebook page. There'll be a post there to pick who they think is going to be the fastest driver in the first five shows. So two fans will win, and then we'll move eight fans that will advance to the Pinoca Stampede. So there'll be eight drivers in the semifinal Sunday for Pinoca. Then they'll be matched up with eight fans who've been a part of this contest for the first four shows. And then of those eight fans, if they're drivers, their four drivers advance to the $50,000 dash. Those four fans will also have an opportunity to win, you know, a prize from our sponsor. So that's pretty cool. We're obviously going to continue our live streaming. We've been live mm-hmm. streaming on Facebook the last couple of years. So that's going to continue, you know, and just really engage our fans on our social media and give them an opportunity to come out to events and be part of it.
Brian, let's talk a little bit about that. Where can people find you? The website is WPCA.com, but which of the social media platforms are you on? You mentioned Facebook, Twitter. Where else can we find you?
Instagram. So Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram are our three main platforms. So World Professional Chuckwagon Association on Facebook, WPCA Chucks on Instagram and Twitter.
Next week, you kick it off in Grand Prairie. What do we need to know about that particular show? What do we need to know about week one traditionally?
Well, at the end of the rainbow, there's a $50,000 dash for cash. So it's a five-day show, kicks off Wednesday, and the top four drivers with the best cumulative time, so the lowest cumulative time over four nights, which will take you Wednesday to Saturday, will qualify for Championship Sunday's $50,000 dash for cash. So, you know, to kick off the season with that type of money. And there's a company up in, or actually a group of people up in Grand Prairie, they're called the Grand Prairie Chuckwagon Heritage Foundation. There's a fellow up there named Justin Tidd, who's the president. Those guys raised over $125,000 this year to support wagon racing. I mean, it's volunteers and people who are really committed to wagon racing, and $90,000 of that money is going to go back into the WPCA prize money on Championship Sunday. So $50,000 championship dash and another 40,000 paid out. So guys want to get rolling and kick off the season well.
That's awesome. Brian, glad you guys are back. Really excited. Can't wait to talk to Kurt next week. But thanks for being our first guest as we roll into the 2018 WPCA season. Thanks for doing this, pal.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Hey, if you can send Pat Steinberg a message for me, I'll have a couple of those Christmas tickets in July. That'd be appreciated.
You'd like to go to the Christmas party?
Yeah.
Pat's right there. Pat's dressing up as Santa Claus. It'll be warm, but there you go.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Brian. Brian Hebson, Director of Marketing for the WPCA and the World Professional Chuck Wagon Association. They kick off in Grand Prairie next week, and then, of course, the Stampede, which is the big event, the 6th to 15th of July, but you already know that. Next week, the world champion, the reigning world champion, Kurt Benzmiller, is going to join us. Looking forward to that. This has been the WPCA Report.